It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is coming to you live from New York City. The 2025 NFL Draft, it's coming to you live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. We are almost here at the end of the second round, and we have had one quarterback selected. It's not Shedeur Sanders. The New Orleans Saints, they decide to go to Louisville and select Tyler Shuck with the 40th overall selection in the draft. Right now, the Raiders are on the clock with pick number 58. And if they do not select Shedeur here, man, Shedeur is going to fall into the... they did it. Jack Beck out of TCU. Hickey, I hope he catches more passes than... What's that bum's name again? I can never remember that bum's name.
Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, what a bum. Yeah, Jack Beck, wide receiver out of TCU. He's going to the Raiders. And we got the Broncos, the Commanders, the Bears, the Chiefs, and Eagles left here in the second round. Shedeur Sanders might be a third rounder. I think he will be. Ouch. Anyway. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Think about some of the notable names drafted and selected here in the second round. Will Johnson, a cornerback out of Michigan. He goes number 47 to the Arizona Cardinals. I told you about Tyler Shuck. That's crazy. Out of Louisville, he's now a member of the Saints. Luther Burden. He's going to the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears getting a lot of offensive help here. Not too bad. Ben Johnson getting all of the weapons for Caleb Williams. Trayvon Henderson, the other running back from The Ohio State University, he goes to the New England Patriots. Quinshon Judkins is now a member of the Browns, probably ending the time for Chubb. Nick Amanwari. Man, I love that guy coming out of South Carolina. He's going to remind a lot of people of Cam Bennett. And then the Cleveland Browns also with the first pick of the second round, Carson Schwengsinger, linebacker out of UCLA. Oh, yeah, there we have it. No Shedeur. And we were told about this earlier today. Adam Schefter, he's sitting around on ESPN. This is what he does. He gets paid to talk and look into his phone. He pretty much predicted the future. He said that Tyler Shuck, it's a real possibility. He goes before Shedeur, and he did.
Well, first of all, when we look at the teams that would consider him, I think the Giants obviously preferred Jackson Dart. I think the Browns preferred Jackson Dart. I think the Saints absolutely preferred Jackson Dart. Tyler Shuck is going to figure in there tonight, and I won't be surprised if Tyler Shuck goes ahead of Shedeur Sanders tonight.
He did, man. Hickey, why do you think Shedeur? You know, I talked about this extensively to open up the show. I thought he was going to go in the second round, especially early, maybe to the Browns. The Browns said, no, thank you. It has to be the Deion effect. There's uncertainty beyond football. Let's just put it that way.
I think it definitely plays a part of it. Because like I said, I think now, like, if you view Shedeur similarly to Shuck, to Milrow, to Dart, in the sense of, yeah, maybe they could work. Maybe, you know, we can kind of figure it out. But there's anything but certainty, then you're going to take the other guys that don't bring the baggage, fair or not, that Shedeur brings to them. And I think that's a large reason why. And it's like there's a lot of quarterbacks flying off the board. We've seen three so far taken in totality. So I think this is a bad draft class to begin with. The talent is maybe not as good as maybe we thought it was or we were told it was. And the reality of, yeah, the distractions, the maybe not a distraction, just the lurking question of, hey, if we draft Shedeur and things don't go well, is Deion, is this going to be a storyline where now we have to worry about Deion coming in and, you know, taking our jobs? It's a real thing.
Well, shoot, I mean, you think about the New Orleans Saints, specifically. The New Orleans Saints had an opportunity to draft Shador. They got a first-year head coach in Kellen Moore. This is someone who's operated offenses. He's been a quarterback in the NFL, primarily as a backup. You think about it. If you are, and we heard this specifically from Aaron Glenn, the new head coach of the New York Jets. He's like, yeah, I don't know if the locker room is going to look to you or me, you know, if I'm trying to lead. And so Aaron Rodgers isn't a part of the organization anymore. And if you're also a first-year head coach in Kellen Moore, you want to establish the ground rules. I can't blame him realistically for saying, why the hell am I going to draft somebody whose dad is a coach, whose dad is a legendary player, whose dad has the biggest microphone of anybody in college? You forget college, forget the NFL. Deion Sanders is one of the most influential voices in football, period, in the United States of America. I don't care if it's on the college side of things. I don't care if it's on the pros. And if you're Kellen Moore, is that not intimidating? Does Kellen Moore want to enter into a situation where the next thing you know, we got the Benson family looking at Kellen Moore going, well, let's get you the hell up on out of here. Let's get in Deion into the building. Like, this is all realistic. And I think it's playing a factor and a part as to why Shador has yet to be drafted. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 picks left here in the second round. The Baltimore Ravens are currently on the clock. It'd be a cold day, and I'd be shocked if any of these teams take Shador. In order, we got the Ravens, the Broncos, hell no. The Commanders, hell no. The Chicago Bears, hell no. The Kansas City Chiefs, hell no. The Eagles, hell no. And it's not that they wouldn't want to bring on a guy to develop. The last two teams that were just in the Super Bowl, they wouldn't want to bring on Shador for the distractions. They don't need him. The Bears don't need a distraction. The Commanders don't need one. The Broncos don't need one. The Ravens don't need one. Hickey, if I would have told you he'd have gone in the third round, would you believe me a couple days ago?
No. I thought he was going to go 21 to the Steelers last night. And I even thought then, like, yeah, feels like kind of late, but now to see here and have round two almost go by, and like I said, you just rattle off the teams, like he's not going to get drafted now in the second round. And now it's like basically you're looking at it, it's the Steelers in round three.
80-something. What did I say? 80-something they select?
Then what? Like, what? Is there? I mean, there could be a world in which the Steelers say, no, thank you. He's going to get drafted. But now all of a sudden you look at the situation where he goes. It's like, oh, my, I don't know. I have no idea.
Now we're not even talking about him as a football player. And I think it's clear as day for anyone who wanted to know. The reason why Shador has not been drafted is because of the distraction element and the influence. That's it. That is it. It's clear as day. And if you think about the third round, what we have coming up next, you have the Giants, the Chiefs, the Browns, the Raiders, the Pats. I still think there's a possibility he gets selected by the Raiders, Hickey. I think. Am I wrong? Like, you think about some of these other teams, I'm not even thinking about, I'm going, would this team look at him as a distraction? And then I'm going, would he be able to actually play somewhere down the line? Oh. Do the Browns, again, the Browns or the Raiders, maybe, right?
I could see the Raiders. I don't know about the Browns. I mean,
they've said screw it already.
And that's the thing. I think, like, and also now, like, look, I think you're right in the sense of, like, the distraction is 100% part of the calculus. I also wonder, like, when teams look at these quarterbacks, because I think teams are willing to take on the distraction if they think the juice is worth the squeeze.
That's right.
How, like, I'm really fascinated. Like, how good do you think they think Shador can be?
To sit in the background. Huh? Yeah, to sit in the background to be a distraction. Because it doesn't, we know he ain't going to start. We also know at this point in time, nobody is coveting him to just be a backup. And if you're not going to do either one, why do you just want to have him on the roster to be a distraction? At that point, it's a distraction.
Right.
I mean, we heard this with, what's my guy with the cigar lounge down the block?
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton. Come on. when Cam Newton was, he had more left in the NFL. Not as a starter, not as a guy, MVP. He was a battering ram. I still believe he had something left to give. The New England Patriots, and Cam Newton agreed, and he put it in his own way. I'm a star. I'm so bright. You could not have him on a roster. The Ravens, all the Ravens got a steal right now in Mike Green out of Marshall. They got Malachi Starks. Mike Green is boo-hooing and balling. Good for him. His second-round draft pick. The Ravens are just... Hickey, how come the Ravens get everything right? Good for them.
They have history. Especially defensively, they draft really, really well.
They do. They play no games. Mike Green, underrated, coming out of a Marshall, like 16, 17 and a half sacks last year. He's a monster. The Ravens, team that don't want distractions. It's just, it's bad for Shador. And then he gave the speech last night after he went undrafted. And a matter of fact, let's take a listen to what Shador put on his social media yesterday.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is, of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Even hearing it again. Today still might be, maybe it might be the day. We got the third round. The second round certainly is not going to be it. And it's painful. It's painful to listen to. This is not right. And we know this is not how it's supposed to be. Oh, my goodness. Ouch.
Do you think he'll be humbled by this, JR? Whenever he gets drafted.
You have to be. Because you can't do or say anything. I mean, it's no different. I looked in the break. You want to know what Shador tweeted today, Hickey?
Nothing.
He didn't tweet anything. Let me check on Dion real fast. Let's see if Dion tweeted anything. Maybe he tweeted a Bible verse earlier today. Let's see what he tweeted. Oh, yes, he did. 11 hours ago. My Bible says God uses foolish things to confound the wise, and he chose the weak things of the world that he may put to shame the strong. Please know God ain't done, and God is just really getting started. Enjoy this lesson and stop stressing. Okay, there you have it, so. That can be applicable really to anybody, but I guess specifically to his son. So that's par for the course for Dion, but specifically tying into his son, we got nothing here. Denver Broncos get R.J. Harvey, running back out of Central Florida. Ooh, let me put it, and this is different. Hickey, last night I saw James Pierce get drafted, and next to him was Rakia Jackson, who now plays for the Los Angeles Sparks. And he's on Tennessee. Like, you get drafted, everybody has a beautiful girlfriend. Good for all of these people. Okay, don't say that, JR. Yeah. There was somebody got drafted. Now he doesn't have a job. Anyway, he got drafted. Hickey, bottom line is Shador. You don't know Shinsea, right? You ever heard of her?
I have not.
Okay. If you saw her, you would know who she is.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't. But she's memorable she's a beautiful woman. And she's a singer. She's just a singer. Pops up on TV on these shows every now and then. And she was hanging out with Shador. She's about 7 years older than him. And she was sitting next to him, I believe, yesterday. And I'm saying to myself, how much longer is she going to be sticking around? When you got this guy, you thought he's going to be first round, and now he's not in the second round. Is she getting on a plane and leaving? Is he never going to hear from her again? Like, you want to talk about being humbled, Hickey? Forget the NFL stuff. This guy got chopped down by gold diggers.
That's true, and it's a cold world out there. And like you said, right, all of a sudden now that signing bonus you thought and going in the top 10, going in the top 20, and now we're looking at round 3.
Yeah, the
drop off.
Yeah, the women will still come around because the family has money. But Trey Amos is on his way to the Commanders. This is a good move for them to get some help on a defensive side of the ball. Was Will Levis, remember that woman that was with him when he was falling? Did they stay together?
No, they did not.
Oh, my God.
Now, I think that was on Will Levis, I believe. She did not leave because of the whole sliding in the draft.
Ah, okay.
I think Will did some things he probably shouldn't have.
Oh.
I believe.
All right. It's possible.
But let's just say they are no longer together.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. The Chicago Bears here on the clock, followed by the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Shador is about to slide into the third round. I have seen his dad on camera. Have yet to see Shador on camera during the course of the selection tonight. You think is he being consoled right now? Like, what do you think is going on with him?
I don't know. Like, that's why I asked you before, do you think he'll be humbled? Because, like, even replaying what he said from last night, like this, we all know
it
this should
hurts.
Not have happened. Like, I'm sure right now this is probably disbelief. Like, you're just in a state of shock of just, like, how is this actually happening? This did not go how I envisioned it. I can't believe this is my reality. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'd feel bad for him, but I'm sure he got more money than me, Hickey, so I don't.
Yes. Wherever he goes, does not matter. Like I said, he's set for life beyond football. So, yeah, no reason to feel bad, but I think he has to prove it, honestly. Prove he can be humbled. Prove he has some humility. And until he does, I won't buy at least right now. Even this precipitous drop will be enough to kind of wake him up and be like, hey, buddy, kind of read the room.
He's not going to go undrafted, right?
No.
Somebody has to take
him. And at the value, too. Like, he's still a talented quarterback. His ceiling may not be that high in terms of, like, being a top five guy, and the physical traits may not be there compared to a Jalen Milroe or someone else, even a Jackson Dart. But, like, when you start talking about round three, round four, round five, it's like the value is still there of, yeah,
Tyler
it's worth taking.
Tyler Shuck got drafted to Louisiana before him. Come on now.
Crazy.
The Saints. That's nuts. I know at that point he had to just go, it's not about football. It's not. And maybe, and I don't know, maybe Dion been around doing this in the public eye for now the better part of 40 years. Is this a lesson for him as well, Hickey, you think?
That's interesting. That is really interesting.
Like, this is a first for him as well. I mean, these are his oldest boys. This is an experience that he's had in coaching them and helping to get them to this point. And he's been very vocal and supportive, as he should. And to be honest, I don't think he's done anything over the top. I don't think he's said anything over the top. You know, LeBron James has been criticized and kind of beat up for some of the things that he said about his son Bronny. And then LeBron has had to eat crow. And then we see some of the results when you got, you know, Stephen A. Smith now beating him up. Like, LeBron has certainly been much more effusive in highlighting his son over the past few years. I don't know if Deion, like, LeBron is like, oh, my boy is better than these guys in the NBA. I don't think, like, Deion has kind of been that type of way, no?
Deion had a tweet last year of, like, someone, like, clowning Shador and goes, hey, my son's going to go top five.
Oh, that's right. Oh, ouch. You're right.
I think outside of that, though, to your point, I don't really, like, now thinking about it, that's why I said, like, oh, that's an interesting thought. He really hasn't done anything that's been, like, I think that bad. Like, I think the LeBron comp is fair. LeBron's been way worse as a sports. I mean, he got his own son drafted. I know he had the power to do so more than Deion, but, like, yeah. I mean, obviously, just, I guess, the presence and the looming threat that he, I guess, really can't control in a way of, hey, you know, I could come coach a team, whatever. I'm going to, you know, go coach my son. Although, I guess he hasn't really helped because he has kind of fanned the flames by saying that a few times. I don't think he's been that bad. I think it is just, honestly, Shador's attitude.
His attitude?
Exactly. I think teams have a problem with his attitude.
He wasn't humble enough in the process, huh?
Fair or not, like, At least, again, I know there's a lot that happens beyond closed doors that we know, but like just from the surface, right? I think just to sum up everything that Shador is personality-wise, can't you just call it an attitude?
I don't think so. I think he's just like anybody else. I mean, outside of the reports that we got, I mean, was he sitting down being too arrogant in the meetings? Those are the reports that we got. And sometimes you say, hey, you know, people make stuff up to make guys fall to him. Well, obviously, that ain't the case. And so maybe he was a little too arrogant in the meetings. And, he ain't getting drafted here in the second round. The Chicago Bears are on the clock. They just select Shamar Turner, a defensive tackle coming out of Texas A&M. I feel like everybody in their front line is being drafted. And what do we have last here to end the second round? The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe it was his attitude that kept him from being drafted in both the first and what looks like will be the second round. Shador Sanders, wow, what a fall this is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll talk about somebody else drafted despite an attitude problem, a reported attitude problem. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. We do have some basketball going on. We got more to do on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, the second round is about to be done. Kansas City Chiefs, they get a defensive lineman out of Tennessee, Omar Norman Lott, and the Philadelphia Eagles, they close out the second round. Andrew Mukuba, a safety out of Texas, is on his way to the Philadelphia Eagles. That's it for the second round. No Shador Sanders. If this man is getting drafted, it ain't going to be in the first or the second round. Ooh, yeah, it's rough going here. We're waiting what happens with the New York Giants with their third round pick. This is going to be the 65th pick in the draft by the Giants. And I know who they ain't taking. They also are not taking Shador Sanders. With everything going on in the world of sports, and we also still got some NASCAR this weekend as well. And this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. And Talladega Super Speedway is back. That's right down the road for me. It's in the spotlight this weekend for the Jack Lynx 500. Many drivers have struggled to have consistent success at the track, as 9 different drivers have won the last 9 races at Talladega, the longest streak in the track's history. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. looks to put an end to the streak as he enters Sunday as the most recent winner at the track, trying to go back to back. Man, Hickey, even if the crowd is thinning out, these people are like, we sick of this crap. We're done. We're going home. Not doing this.
Really?
You didn't see how thin the crowd is? I mean, yesterday, of course, it was packed to the gills.
Oh, I thought you meant Talladega.
Oh, no, not Talladega. I'm talking about everybody in Green Bay.
Surprised. It does look like it's like a wet night.
They're
showing now the American flag. It looks pretty breezy there. A lot of the commentators are bundled up, so maybe it's like a raw. Yeah, there's a, I don't say mass exodus, but I think now, like, I think it's fun to go day two. Now you're kind of getting the nitty gritty. Okay, we're going to round three. How many players do you know that are left? Do my team even have a pick? No. Okay, let's kind of maybe explore other parts of Green Bay.
What does that mean? Get food and a drink and go back to the hotel?
I've never been to Green Bay. Around the stadium, there's got to be a bunch of bars. Yeah, within walking distance.
Tidaltown.
So go around there, get some cheese curds, get a few spotted cows, and let's go. Have a night.
I need to eat. I need to drink. I need to use the restroom. And I want to go to sleep.
Warm up.
Hickey, at this point, I would have wanted to go to the airport from yesterday, okay? Like, I would have been like, what time is it? I'd be like, what's the first flight out of here? Take me to Chicago or something. Like, let me get out of here. I'd be itching. Sorry. Wow. What? I don't care.
No, I respect it. Just stone cold.
I do not care. I've been a lot of places. I've been to Milwaukee, too. I've been to Milwaukee plenty of times. Don't want to go. 888-710. I don't care, Hickey. 888-710-4ISN. I've been to Boise, Idaho. Hickey, I like Boise. There's space. They got good steak out there. They treat me nice. They leave me alone. Hey, Eric from Boise, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you're welcome in Boise anytime.
I know. Homeofbodybuilding.com. That's where I've been. Thank you.
So I just feel like every time, I mean, since they went to Colorado, every time you hear Deion talking, he's talking about how great his son is, how great he is, how great he is. And I remember specifically he talking about how he knows people in the NFL. He's plugged in. He knows this. They're going to control where he goes, where he plays.
Oh, boy.
He's not going here, not doing there. I mean, that's a turnoff to everybody, especially NFL GMs, in my opinion. But what's more important at this point, I think the majority, with few exceptions, the teams that would need a quarterback, young coaches, new GMs, they don't want the circus to come to town. Yeah. I wouldn't want the circus coming to town. And I'll tell you, the fact that he slid this far, and I don't even really know if he slid this far, but it's this much has gone on and he hasn't been drafted. I'd be surprised if he gets drafted at all. I really would.
Oh, now Hickey and I just had that conversation. Somebody has to draft the guy, right? Come on. He can't go undrafted. He has to, somebody, I get it. He's going through every team now multiple times. They don't, we obviously understand it has more to do with football and his talent it has more to do at this point. It's not his talent. It's the circus, or it's the attitude, or it's the dad factor. It's the last name. It's all of those things that have prevented him from being drafted. I still think somebody will give him a crack before we're done in the draft. It'd be one of the biggest damning things ever in the history of the draft if Shedeur Sanders is not selected. So, look, we still got Quinn Ewers who's available. We have Jalen Milroe. These dudes are still around. It's still crazy. Shuck got drafted before all of them. Hey, Eric, thank you for calling from Boise, man. Appreciate you. No doubt. It's just wild stuff. You want to talk about character concerns? I'm a little surprised, just a little bit, right up the road from me. Everything I feel like is right up the road. But up in Tennessee, I got a lot of friends who are Tennessee fans. That we got James Pierce, who the Falcons had no problem giving up their first round pick, amongst many other things, to select him at number 26 overall. Well, they already picked up Jalen Walker. And so when you got a team that hasn't had a guy with double digit sacks since 2016, everybody here in Atlanta is just like, cool, great. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been asking for years. But there were concerns about James Pierce and is he committed to football, and the GM, Terry Fontenot, the same guy who decided, hey, let's go ahead and get Penix last year, even though we got Cousins. Terry Fontenot said, man, I got no problem giving up a first rounder for this guy today and not having one next year.
Our scouts do a good job, boots on the ground, and they spend so much time really profiling the players and gathering all the information. And then we step in, we get the coaches involved, and we're about as thorough and detailed as you can possibly be. We spend a lot of time with him personally, everybody that's surrounded with him. It was truly an exhaustive process, and that's what makes us feel good about our culture and everything we are. But that's important. We always talk about intangibles, and we want to bring in guys that love ball and love to compete. And as we build this roster the right way, and we spent a lot of time with him making sure that he was going to fit.
Okay. Mike, there you have it. Coming to Atlanta may not be the best place for a guy with quote-unquote character concerns. There's many things that you can get into, have things, get into you or surround you. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Hickey, I believe that Rekia Jackson of the Los Angeles Sparks will keep him in line.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Character concerns. Okay. I mean, coming to Atlanta is not exactly, what's a place where he wouldn't?
Like Buffalo?
Yeah, some of the Buffalo, yeah.
Green Bay?
Yeah, some of the, yeah, you got more? Indianapolis, why not, right?
Indianapolis.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Should put an expansion team in Utah? A lot of NBA players would pitch about Salt Lake City.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine an NFL team in Utah? Oh.
You'd be on the straight and narrow, that's for sure.
Yeah, you would. Man, they still make the alcohol behind the they make the alcohol. You can't even see them make you drink.
That's
they
got to right.
go. They got to go on the back and make it for you.
Hard to get in trouble when it takes so long to get a damn drink.
Yeah. Wow. What a world. Hey, Marco, Shador's still going to get drafted, right? He'll get drafted.
He has to get drafted. The team, now it's a, you know, the situation where it's almost like he's poison. Nobody wants to go near it because it's what's wrong and what's the problem. And
Dad.
This one, yeah, I know. But I mean, like, even if you weren't really sure that you didn't want to do this, but you weren't really, now it's like, well, now I definitely don't want to do it because everybody kind of goes along with it. To me, the most logical situation from yesterday into today and comes up a little bit later in this round, if you're the Steelers, how the hell do you pass on this?
Because
if there's one organization.
Man, that is so far.
But if there's one organization and there's one coach who's more than confident in himself and can handle all this.
Tomlin.
It's Tomlin.
Yeah.
And they need it.
Well, right now, the Steelers select at pick number 83 in mm-hmm. the third round. That's 83. We are up to 68, so we're getting closer. I mean,
yeah. Look, the fact that the Steelers didn't have a second round pick made me think that there was no way, and I was shocked that they passed on in the first round. Obviously, this free fall, I didn't see. A lot of us didn't. Once now, if you were the Steelers, I would have thought at some point maybe trade back into the second to go get them. Now, wait. No one's touching him. The Browns have passed on him, what, six times? No one is going near him. So if you're the Steelers, you know what your pick should be in my mind at 83rd overall when Shador Sanders is there. Mike Tomlin brings him in. Deion Sanders, as much as he's going to chirp, once he starts talking, it's Mike Tomlin. If anyone can know, not only know how to tune out the noise, but know how to redirect it and make you feel like, did I ask the right question? It's Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
He owns every press conference.
Well, Hickey and I talked about this earlier in the show. You think about some of the teams that are currently on the board right now this second. They're all going to pass on the guy, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, right now where the Browns got another pick, it ain't going to be Shador. The Raiders are on the clock. The Patriots are not taking Shador. Jaguars not taking Shador. Saints not grabbing him. Bills, no. Jets, no. Broncos, no. San Francisco, no. Look, you might have the Dallas Cowboys at 76 because they're the Cowboys. They're just wild and crazy. Patriots pick again. They ain't doing it. Arizona Cardinals, why would you do it? The Texans are not doing it. The Colts aren't doing it. The Bengals are not. The Tennessee Titans, hell no. And so there you have, just as everybody's mentioned, the Steelers are staring there again at number 83. I think the only thing between Shador and maybe the Steelers is saving him are the Dallas Cowboys and maybe the Arizona Cardinals just doing something crazy. But why would they even want the
Look, there's a couple of landing points there. I mean, if you're the Jets, I don't see why you don't. But they're obviously.
Why would you?
Is Justin Fields really the answer, or is that another Band-Aid?
The Jets just went through an entire saga with a guy who would not shut up. I think they just want normalcy. I don't think Aaron Glenn would want to bother with you want a headache? Bring back Rodgers.
You know, see, to me, though, that's part of the reason why you're a losing organization. I understand if you're talking about a top five pick and you're not sure. At this point, the value for Shador Sanders is there, and I'm not a big Shador Sanders guy. Truth be told, and I've been saying this as a Giant fan, I wanted nothing to do with him because I thought his ceiling was too low and I wanted to shoot for the home run. Jackson Dart's got more upside, but he can be a crash out, flame out. Sanders is not going to flame out. He's not awful. He's just never going to be, in my mind, great. He's not transcendent, but he's a competent quarterback. And you can't tell me the Jets haven't needed competency at the quarterback position.
They don't need comp. They need to just chill. That's what they need.
Well, there's a lot of teams that would love competency, and the Steelers are definitely one of them. To me, now it's become where you're afraid. You're afraid of what?
Yeah, well, duh. The young, we talked about this too. There's a reason why you got a guy in Shuck who's going to Louisiana as opposed to Shador. It's because you got a man in Kellen Moore who he don't need Deion over his shoulder. He wants to wake up and do his job without you know, getting beat to high hell. So
you're right, but even a guy like Pete Carroll who's securing himself, obviously, I mean, Geno Smith is a long-term answer. Come on.
The Raiders, they went with Darian Porter, a cornerback. We'll see. The Raiders got two more picks here in the third round. Let's see if Shador falls all the way to the end of the third. It's a wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I'm going to wrap things up, tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, it's Shador Sanders. He hasn't been drafted yet. We know that. We don't know when he's going to get drafted. We're now into the third round. Hey, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, it's April 25th. The year is 2025, and this is crazy. Nowadays, he wouldn't even be suspended. How about this? Ricky Williams. This man was suspended by the NFL in 2006. He missed the entire season because he failed his fourth substance abuse policy. Well, he failed an exam. This is the fourth time he did so. Hey, Ricky Williams explained to Vlad TV why he spoke to him. I have no idea. But he explained why the suspension was a blessing in disguise.
I was here in LA because Texas was playing USC in the national championship game. I was going to be on the field. And it was the morning of the game. I got a FedEx in the mail at my friend's house. And I opened it. And I was like, this is weird. I have a FedEx. And it said that I failed a drug test. And I was like, what? You know, I just like everything, my whole world just like in my mind, just in that moment, just crumbled. And then I was thinking, okay, I gotta tell my lady who's pregnant and here I go again. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And it took about a week or two before I kind of landed on my feet and realized, okay, this is where I am. I'm gonna make the most of it. And that's the year I ended up going and playing a year in Toronto. And it was a blessing in disguise, you know, that time in Toronto really, really helped me regain a love and passion for football.
Yeah, well, nowadays everybody smokes. What else are you going to do? Hey, April 25th, 2019, the Arizona Cardinals, they told Josh Rosen, we don't want you. Cliff Kingsbury said, pack your bags. I got my own guy. Listen to Kyler Murray get drafted by the Cardinals. Listen to the excitement in his voice.
It's a surreal feeling, but for me, I'm more so glad that I'm going to the Cardinals, honestly. You know, that's where I wanted to go play, and the fact that they had the number one pick, everything, you know, God works in mysterious ways, everything happens for a reason, and I'm just ready to go.
Yeah, he liked playing quarterback, he likes playing Call of Duty, and Cliff Kingsbury is gone. What can I say? Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Maybe next year we talk about Shador. Maybe we say that he falls all the way to the third round of the draft. I mean, we're moving along here. The New York Jets are on the clock right now the Buffalo Bills are here getting ready to make their selection. The New York Jets are at 73. Dallas Cowboys, 76. They are always a possibility to do something crazy. And then, as we mentioned, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 83. Pittsburgh Steelers, 83. Pick number 83 here in the third round. Let's see if they pull the trigger and bring in Shador. Meanwhile, on the NBA side, the Boston Celtics are trying to come back against the Orlando Magic in Orlando. Orlando leads 95-91. There's less than a minute to go left in the game, about 45-50 seconds. You know, Magic are trying to get at least one victory in. Also, we got another game in progress, the Indiana Pacers and the Bucks. Right now, the Bucks are trying to win one game to avoid an 0-3 hole. They lead the Pacers 79-71, 3 minutes to go in the third. and the Los Angeles Lakers and the Timberwolves, they are tied at one game apiece. They're about to start any second now. And so this weekend is going to be all about the NFL draft. Everybody is still waiting to see where Shador goes, what happens with Jalen Milroe. I think those are some of the biggest stories that that everybody is just waiting on at this point in time. Some of the other big names that we had drafted, Quinshon Judkins goes to the Browns. Luther Burden goes to the Bears. Tyler Shuck, that's who the Saints wanted. They wanted a quarterback. That's who they have. Will Johnson to the Cards. If you missed a minute of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Art Stapleton for joining us. Covers all things Giants, to talk about Jackson Dart. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you, man?
Ryan underscore Hickey 3 on Twitter.
JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Myself, Hickey, and Shador have something in common. Neither one of us have an NFL team. That's crazy, okay? We'll be back together on Monday. Make sure you listen to Hickey. Hickey, when you on, man?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen to Hickey. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Bart Winkler coming up next.